Aquaculture is not new in Alaska, and now a company in Southeast is hopeful it's found a new crop to grow in state waters, kelp or seaweed. But before the state gives the green light to the fledgling industry, it needs answers to some pretty basic questions. From Juneau, Amanda Compton has more.
It's sort of an up-and-coming hip thing right now, so there's seaweed salads, there's soup, there's kelp.
Hunter Eckholm has been working in the aquaculture industry for over 15 years.
It's a new superfood.
He's gearing up to take the reins as manager of Oceans Alaska in Ketchikan, an oyster seed hatchery that is also one of two permitted kelp hatcheries in the state.
That's why I like aquaculture, is there's always a new challenge.
This new challenge is to plant kelp spores into twine-wrapped pieces of 2-inch PVC and ship them out to a handful of approved sites around the state. The two-year program is supported by a grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Because it's just a research effort, once harvested, the plants have to be destroyed.
We're going to see if you can grow it, if it works here at these different sites, but then to see if you can just be a seaweed farmer and make a profit, that's what we're sort of figuring out.
And there's the rub. To make a profit, there has to be a market beyond the season square snacks of Korean-style nori sold at Costco. Enter Premium Oceanic. It's a company that is ready to create Alaska-grown seaweed products from raw kelp that they will buy, process, and market. And they hold the only other hatchery permit in the state, which they operate out of a lab on the University of Alaska Southeast campus in Juneau. Tamsin Peoples is the lone Premium Oceanic employee in Alaska.
Right now we're working with oyster farmers, so they already have the gear in the water, they understand the work it takes, they know the area, the conditions. We will be providing them a seeded string and then buying that product back for them after they've grown it for 6 months.
Premium Oceanic is funding the hatchery to jumpstart the industry. While they did a trial research season last winter, like Oceans Alaska and Ketchikan is doing now, they now have a commercial hatchery permit, so they can buy the harvested kelp. They're also developing mobile drying units to process the kelp on site.
We come to them, and we do everything dockside or shoreside, and we take it from there.
That's Bo Perry, the company founder. He explained by phone that for the last 2 years, Premium Oceanic has been working on building supply chains and actually making products.
Take the raw product and play with it. Create your own nutrition and flavor experiences with this stuff. We want to be the bridge between you and the farmer.
Not so fast, says Fish and Game. There's some serious hurdles to address. Cynthia Pringham is the mariculture program director with Fish and Game. She said that while farming plants isn't new,
what is new is allowing hatcheries to produce seed starts from macroalgae wild stock.
The agency is mandated by the state constitution to protect sustainable wild populations of fish, game, and aquatic plants.
What we need to make sure of is that we don't interfere with any natural wild stocks that are there.
There just hasn't been enough research on how to avoid disease crops and maintain genetic diversity. So they're proceeding cautiously and conservatively. There are rules, like the spools of baby kelp have to be outplanted, that is, put into the ocean to grow, in the same 50-kilometer area that the parent plants came from.
So if they do reproduce before they harvest, it's limited to that local area where they have the same genes.
Some voices from the kelp industry have suggested that these restrictions will prevent aquatic plant farming from being a viable career.
They just have to understand that there are going to be some challenges for the department and for them to find out how to do it here in Alaska. We just need to work together and feel comfortable that the risks are minimized.
Connor Eckholm of Oceans Alaska in Ketchikan says if the kelp industry is successful, it won't just be relegated to the Asian section of grocery stores.
You'll find it in the produce section, you'll find it in the frozen section, salads.
In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton.